Oh yeah, the official Law Abiding Biker Media private patron member only ride meetup and event is scheduled for 2023. Join us at the event and further the hashtag Biker Revolution. We'd love to ride with you and meet you in person, of course. So mark your calendars now. The event will be Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, near Reno, Nevada. And the requirements to attend this event are you must be a contributing mid-level and above patron member no later than January 1st, 2023. Yep, that's 4 months prior to the event. Head over to lawabidingbiker.com/Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, for more information. And here are some further details on the event. The Law Abiding Biker crew, which will be about 10 of us this year, will meet you somewhere around the Hawthorne-Babbitt, Nevada area around 1 p.m. We will have a one-hour meet and greet at that location. And kickstands up will be at 2 p.m. sharp. We'll then take you on a group ride and lead you into the greater Reno, Nevada area, which is an easy 2-hour, 15-minute ride and around 125 miles. Easy peasy. Upon arrival near Reno, Nevada, at 4:30 p.m., we'll treat you to a special catered dinner and social event. We'll wine you and dine you, but we ain't gonna 69 you. The social event will close down about 7 p.m., but have no doubt, patron members always continue the social event at a different location amongst themselves. So we suggest you get lodging in Reno, Nevada now for the event, and that's completely on you. And there is only one official place that you can sign up for the event, Bikeaholics. Yep, that's at lawabidingbiker.com/2023 meetup. That's lawabidingbiker.com/2023 meetup. All one word, no dashes, no spaces. Once you submit your registration form, the confirmation of your patron status and other general vetting will commence. After sign up, you'll receive several emails. One of those emails will be to confirm your subscription to our 2023 patron member email event list. If you don't see that email within a few minutes, please check your email junk spam folder and hit the confirmation button on that email so you are on that official list. We have to have you on the list and we'll be verifying. This is the one and only way we will communicate to you the exact details of the event as it approaches. Also, we will only be giving more specific details about the ride and meetup event to those who have officially signed up and have been verified. And the deadline for sign up is March 15th, 2023 at midnight. No exceptions can be made. Once it closes, it closes. So don't miss out on this awesome opportunity. Also, if you sign up, we need you to attend, as a ton of planning and expenses go into making these events great. Of course, if an unexpected emergency arises after you've already signed up, please send us a courtesy email ASAP advising us that you won't be able to make it. Okay, I'm calling out to any patron members in or around the Reno, Nevada area. We really need your help to organize the actual social dinner event, such as the location and food situation. Please hit us up if you can help us at lawabidingbiker.com/contact or DM us within your patron member account. Having patron member involvement in the past has always helped to make these events a huge success. Oh, and if you've yet to take the leap and join the Biker Revolution as a contributing patron member, there's no better time to consider doing so than right now. This is just one of many benefits you get for being a patron member. And best of all, you'll know you're supporting us financially so we can continue our mission to help educate, connect, and inspire as many bikers as we can worldwide. So these ride and meetup events have gained in size each year that we've been doing them. So let's make 2023 the biggest ever Law Abiding Biker patron member ride and meetup event. And let's make history. We hope to see you there. Peace.
Warning up front. All right.
That's a good way to start a podcast. Hey, warning. Listen at your own risk.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm just going to tell you up front, we've got a great episode for you. But we're both sick and we've been sick for multiple days. Lurch and I are in the studio.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Now we are going to get through this. We've been working hard because we had a lot of stuff going on and we just couldn't stop. But, there will be some throat clearing and hopefully the cough is, won't have a cough attack, but I will try to get off the mic when we clear the throat. So if we sound a little different, we're still excited about this and we're going to get through it, but this is timely and we had to get it recorded because we want it to go out on a very specific date. And if you're hearing it now, it's coming out on January 18th, 2023, but we are here and we are not going to let these head colds put a stop to the big things that are happening with Harley Davidson here in 2023, the 120th anniversary. That's right, folks. We are going to dive in deep, and we've got some exciting, exciting news to deliver to you, and something completely new for us this year, a new experience with Harley Davidson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we'll dive into that in a minute. Lurch, mm-hmm. Do you want to know how to have a fresh smelling and squeaky clean butt before riding? Well, I'm gonna tell you how. I'll tell you how. Get hooked up with Dude Wipes flushable wet wipes. That's right. Mm-hmm. Your butt will smell like a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. Like just a whisking breath mint skipping through the room. With a little skip in your step, bro. That's right, guys. We appreciate all the support. We're selling the heck out of those things. Support us and head over to lawabidingbiker.com/fresh-butt. That's lawabidingbiker.com/fresh-butt. B-U-T-T. No additional cost to you, but we do get a small commission if you click through and make a purchase. Mm-hmm. We use the heck out of them. Might I recommend the mint flavor? If you will. I shouldn't really call it butt wipe flavor.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. It's a scent, not a flavor.
It is a scent.
I mean, unless you're eating them in there. I have no idea what you're doing in there. You do hang out in the bathroom for quite a while.
I do. I enjoy my mint Dude Wipes. And of course, put some on your bike, guys. We get the individual packs too. They've got the big packs and they're super affordable. And the singles are nice to have, not only in your computer, your travel bag like we do, but also the singles always have a few extras in your saddlebag because never know when a roadside emergency is going to happen.
Been there before. Yes. You move off of the Dude Wipes.
Before those were invented, Lurch used Dude Sleeves.
just cut the sleeves off my shirt.
He'd fold. Dude, yeah, it was Dude Sleeves. Long before Amazon, I don't even know if Amazon was around then or anything, dude.
No, I don't believe they were. If they were, they weren't the company that they are now, at least not the size. Mm-hmm. I used to keep like paper towels, you know, in a Ziploc bag in my saddlebag. But that stuff, while it's durable and holds up, it's a little rough on the tush. So these things, you know, it's like wiping with a cloud. But before we move off of it, I just want to mention Randall Stewart, who was a patron and has returned to us. He's got some of the things he says in his message, but he does say this. Also, the Dude Wipe plugs keep me laughing so hard my wife thinks I've lost my mind.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Do not shop for Dude Sleeves. They just never really went anywhere. They were rough and didn't, you know.
Kind of hard to pack, hard to dispose of.
Always with you.
Yeah.
Because you usually have a shirt. But anyways, that's right. lawabidingbiker.com/fresh-butt. It does help us. Mm-hmm. All right. We got us a... Let's go ahead and handle an email now. Let's do that. This is a long-winded email here.
It's a short one, but
short and sweet. I opened it up. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is that? And I was trying to open up and see if there was more to it, but we appreciate it nonetheless, dude.
Yeah. I got mail. Yay.
We've got about five podcasts that we're going to be recording the next several days. And so I made show notes for five different ones. So we're starting to run out. I need to find some more emails, but anyways, mm-hmm. There's one from,
send us an email, please.
Yes, please. This was from Ryan Walker and he says, thanks Ryan. Your content is amazing. And Lab is now my favorite HD channel.
Yeah. Cheers from buddy. Australia. Nice. Australia.
Yeah.
That's it. No, that's I was looking at you again. That's freaking awesome. lawabidingbiker.com/contact is how he left that. And you can not only leave a email over there on our contact form, you can certainly leave a voicemail, which we love the voicemails. That's right. From anywhere in the world for free, right? Using the microphone built into your laptop, your desktop, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. lawabidingbiker.com/contact. We love getting you guys. We got the platform. We love getting you guys on it.
I was laughing because I just edited up our podcast on the progressive suspension that we put on my bike, and we had a donation from Australia, and you did the same half-assed accent. It's not very good, bud. It's not that good.
It's not. Australia. Anything? Australia.
That's pretty Australia. That was, well, okay.
It's about all I can do.
You had it, and then you lost it.
So give me one. Let's see if you can do it. If you're going to hack on me.
Well, I have to think
about
it.
You're just one of those guys that likes to tease other guys, but you don't like to... Here we go.
I'm gonna put a little shrimp on the Barbie. Oh, nope, that's Irish.
That was Irish. That was a good Irish one though. Yeah, we'll have to come back. It is hard.
I'm kind of like Mike Myers. If you ever listen to his accents, every one of them he sounds like a Scottish Irish accent. Yep. He tries to do something different. So
you know what show I'm watching right now?
Watch
the Peaky Folkin' Blinders.
Oh, that's a good one.
See, yeah. I'm starting to speak it, dude. The Peaky Folkin' Blinders.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
Accent, yeah.
Good show. It's getting a little crazy, all shows, as the writers get bored.
Yes.
They start getting darker and darker. I think I'm in season three, but...
Yeah, it's kind of like Sons of Anarchy. You're like, why does anybody live in the town of Charming? Everybody's dying.
No doubt, dude. Anyways, all right, we're completely off track, and we're definitely going to get off track.
Yeah, that happens.
We wanted to do this episode live, but this is a time crunch, and again, we're going to dive in and tell you why it's a time crunch, so stay tuned. This is really, really exciting what I'm about to tell you here coming up. Want to ride longer?
Yep.
Tired of a sore and achy ass?
You know what?
Oh, that ass. Fix it right now with a high-quality butt buffer seat cushion. Head over to lawabidingbiker.com/store and check out our full lineup of butt buffer seat cushions. Treat that ass. Oh yeah, once you've had Rick Rack, you'll never go back. The ultimate motorcycle luggage rack solution. Forget those messy straps and bungee cords. Go strapless with a Rick Rack quick attach luggage system and quality bag. Head over to lawabidingbiker.com/store. Get hooked up now.
Only way to travel.
Hey, bikeaholics, I got a question for you. Actually, I want to tell you something. Here's the deal. Zero 3D has a wide variety of innovative products for your Harley-Davidson and a brand new line for the all-new Honda Goldwing named Goldstrike.
I like gold.
Top quality, affordable chrome lighting and comfort products. CR Goldstrike are the motorcycle LED lighting innovators for CAN bus plug-and-play system compatibility. Head over to lawabidingbiker.com/store. Check out our full line of Zero 3D products. We're in the studio.
That we are.
Midday with head colds going on like 5 days. This is a brutal one. And I just want to say that we are drinking coffee. That's how bad it is. But we're going to get through it. We're going to have a lot of fun doing
it. Might be an Irish coffee.
You might have doctored yours up a little bit. I couldn't. My head's already foggy. I got a lot of information to share with the audience, Lurch, we do. And I can't have you not like sharp. And you've been less than sharp this week, both of us.
Yeah, no doubt.
I've caught him daydreaming multiple times, just staring off in the distance. And I'm like,
I don't know if it's the head cold or the meds or what, but I found myself just staring blankly at the wall more than once.
And trying to remember what I was doing.
Yeah, I've sidetracked myself today.
Yeah, the moment before. Yeah. Anyways, welcome back, you freaking bikeaholics. This is a podcast for the motorcycle majority, the Big MM, also known as the
99%.
Large and in charge of the motorcycle scene more than any time in history. By being here, by listening, you're part of what we call the hashtag
Biker Revolution.
Oh, we do have just one question for you. What are you waiting for, bikeaholics?
Mount up and let us take you on another wild ass ride.
There you go. Ryan Urlacher, of course, your host of the Law Abiding Biker podcast and your
high tech redneck.
I don't know if it's in him today. I just don't know because his voice is... It's there. I'm impressed.
The meds are working.
I'm impressed. He's still got the Lurch voice.
Oh, and I've been hitting the neti pot.
Oh, yeah.
For all you listeners out there...
Have you started an affiliate link for the neti pot? You're going to do a commercial here, and you didn't even get one put in the show notes.
I'm going to add one.
Good God.
The neti pot's a little pot that you put some salt and some water in it, and you warm it up to get it about body temperature, and then you stick that pot. It looks like a teapot. It's got a little spout, and you put the water on one side of your nose, and then runs through your sinuses and out the other side and cleans all the nasty stuff out.
And since Lurch likes to do that and doesn't like to actually, make a link that
I'm going
to
do it right now.
Help us out. I'm searching. And if you go over to lawabidingbiker.com/Amazon influencer, lawabidingbiker.com/Amazon is just our regular affiliate link. Anything you buy on Amazon, if you just bookmark that link in your browser, just help lab Amazon, whatever you want to. Once you go to lawabidingbiker.com/Amazon, just bookmark that as help lab Amazon. Anything you buy. But if you want to see the particular store, we actually created a store with just, some recommended products. We get the same kickback in these if you buy them, but it at least gives you an idea. And I will have Lurch put these in probably every rider needs folder. Four items, dude wipes are in there and some other stuff. So Lurch will add those to our store. The way you get to that is just lawabidingbiker.com/Amazon influencer, all one word, /Amazon influencer. And that's our actual store. And we're trying to build that out for you guys over time. We've got some biker stuff in there, but it's honestly, it hasn't been the top priority just because we get so busy doing other stuff. But at times like these, and we've got a cigar one there. We've got whiskey stuff. Here's all our dude wipe stuff. So you can put them, every rider needs. Maybe you better start another folder. That wouldn't make sense because not every rider needs a neti pot on their bike. So five items, dog motorcycle gear, cigars and liquor. I don't think it's fitting any. You could just do personal items.
There you go.
Or something like that.
Recommended personal items.
There you go.
If you can get over the feeling of drowning, the thing is awesome because it keeps your sinuses cleared out. I still have the congestion, but I don't have the stuffed up nose and the snot. The congestion's up in my head. It's not in my sinuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Highly recommended.
There you go. He'll get it over there for you guys. Why don't you announce one of our, we've been coming out with a ton of videos. We haven't done a podcast in a while. We batch process them, but we have this video out. So why don't you tell them all about this?
This new free video is how to remove the forks on a Harley Davidson touring model motorcycle. It's a DIY video and you can find in the show notes or lawabidingbiker.com/remove Harley touring forks.
There you go. And it will be in the show notes, lawabidingbiker.com/right, whatever episode number this is.
That's correct.
Did you say that?
I did.
Okay, I figured, I thought you did.
Something similar to
Simpler,
that.
Similar, there you go.
I said it'd be in the show notes.
Now, we love our sponsors up front. These folks, are all direct reason this podcast is still coming to you after 10 freaking years. Some of our newest patrons, I'll start with Brad Whitehead of Idaho Falls, Idaho, top tier, Daryl Presley of Valdosta, Georgia, and Gray Smith of Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
I know why you took the first three, because there's a doozy in the second one. First, we got Scott Bogut. Bogut? I'm going to say Bogut.
Just stick Fullerton, with, say California. One and stick with it.
Scott Bogut of Fullerton, California. Naomi DeWert Delstra of Hoogensland.
Groningen,
Netherlands.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Nice. Shout out, Netherlands.
And Ty Fox of Natheris, Pennsylvania, top tier.
There you go. lawabidingbiker.com/Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Pledge a certain amount per piece of content. No risk to you guys because you can put that monthly cap. There are benefits for signing up, such as t-shirts and stickers. You get into that private Facebook group, which is a troll-free zone, nothing but bikers helping and meeting other bikers. Access to podcasts early, like this one. You'll get it months before everybody else. Access to live video broadcasts and chat. Store coupon codes.
Coupons.
Premium videos up on request for you top tiers. And, of course, access to those ride, meetup, and events. And, for all you patrons, even though this episode isn't live, if we do it live, you get access, not only the live broadcast, but then you get it months before. But if we just record one like this, you're getting it. We'll upload it into the back end of your patron account. You can listen to it right there because there's a podcast player right in there. And so my recommendation going into 2023, this will be our second episode that we're dropping for 2023.
That's correct.
If I'm correct. Okay.
You are correct.
And so just be checking those back into the patron accounts because you're getting a lot of content early. A lot of it is same time, a lot of the videos and stuff, but there is a lot of stuff like the live video broadcast and chat and the podcast that you're getting early. We try to post that too. When you're doing I'm not sure. We'll just talk about this out loud.
Okay. Yeah. A little behind the scenes.
When you're uploading to the back end of patron, do you then take that link and post it in the private Facebook group?
No.
I was used to do that. So you might do that and then post it as featured because then people can click on it and they're not going to be able to listen to it unless they have their patron account. They're going to have to sign into their patron account. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Let them know it's in there.
Yeah. Let's people know. Cause some people are in the Facebook group more often, the private
Good
Facebook
point.
Group.
I'll rather. Add that to my workflow.
There you go. There's a new job for you if you don't have enough, dude. So, all right, guys, we're going to dive in here. It's an exciting year starting out here in 2023, aside from the freaking head cold I have. All right. And yes, I'm going to try to clear my voice off mic for you. I've been invited to several events now. Mm-hmm. Harley Davidson has invited me to go travel to different places to test ride and review new releases and allowing me to then do my own videos and put them out on the Law Abiding Biker YouTube channel. And I'm humbled by that. and also the flexibility that Harley has given me. I've always told you guys I would never do it if I didn't have full freedom to review it as I see fit. And certainly you've seen in my videos, I tend to get a little bit nitpicky and always try to say a few things, at least, even if it's a great, great, some bikes are just great. I can't say bad about everything, but I do come up with some things that I think could be improved or things that I would like better. So point being, even though they do that, I'm under no constraints and I give a full and fair review of their motorcycles that they allow me to test ride. Well, this year we're taking it to the next level. We can say this right now because it's just me and Lurch, and this is recorded because we signed a non-disclosure agreement. We are under
embargo.
And so basically what happened is you're hearing this now because the embargo, by the time we release the YouTube video on this and this podcast, it'll be the day of, the morning of, after, right after the embargo is lifted. So it's weird talking about it now because I'm like, nobody's listening, are they? No, we're just recording. Okay.
For the listening audience that can't see us, I'm looking over my shoulder. I don't see anybody else in here. It's very just good. You and I. We don't even have Lou Dog in
I
know. Here, right?
So, I did that because he did not sign the embargo.
Right. Louis did not sign it.
He didn't.
And so I couldn't have him in here.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? It's exactly why I didn't get him, little bastard.
Yeah, you can't trust him.
No, you can't trust a Bichon, dude. No. Especially that one. He shat on my carpet. Anyways, we are humbled. So basically what Harley did is they got, and this is the other humbling thing, is our Harley rep got a hold of us from headquarters and said, listen, we want to do this. It's the first time Harley's done this. Now, I had talked to them in the past and thought this was a good idea. I don't know if they took that advice or if this is just something they were thinking about it. This sort of thing has been done for a long time over in different industries. Example is the tech industry, which I follow closely, where a company basically either gives a pre-release product to a YouTube, whatever, the word influencer is always weird to me, but let's just call it, I don't know a better word. So an influencer, a YouTuber, a podcaster, and they release
product tester, and
they release very specific details about that. And they put you under an embargo. And then those tech YouTubers on the day that they're allowed, that the embargo is lifted, bam, a bunch of videos come up and they've already got them ready. They've had time to test the product. I think it's a good way because it gives the person that's doing the video, the influencer, more time to chew on things and really look things. And I think they can deliver better instead of being rushed the way we used to do it, Lurch and I, and we may still do it in the future, is Harley releases their video. And their release is on the 18th at 10 a.m. Central on January 18th. Mm-hmm. And we usually watch it and then we grab it and then we tweak it and put it into a very nice little package, and deliver it the way we deliver it. Cause Harley's very commercialized. That's just going to be a big commercial video and they're great, but we break it down so that a biker can understand, like, what do you need to know? What does this mean for the consumer and what type of decisions, what do you need to know to make decisions on whether you're going to purchase a new bike or not? And that's what we deliver, in our style. The problem with that is we have to rush that because we want to be one of the first ones out. And it is a effing nightmare because we just buckle down, watch it, script, video camera, edit, upload, try to get it out. And it's just insanity. But I've done it that way for many years. And we may have to still do that at times. But this year, we are one of two YouTube channels only that were selected. To do this first time trial with Harley Davidson. And so not yesterday, the day before, as of the recording of this podcast, Harley, got us in a super secret meeting, with the other YouTube
under the cone channel. Of silence.
And it was, we didn't even have a code name. I wish we had a code name. Yeah. We need to think of a good code name for us. With the other YouTube channel that they selected, along with just a very few more like
moto journalists,
magazine dudes, moto journalist type dudes. And so we were very honored by that. So after the meeting, they released a bunch of assets to us. So we literally in our hands right now, as we're recording this, we have B-roll video that they shot, pictures of all the bikes. This isn't out on the internet. These are not the bikes that you already see. That's normal. Harley comes out, they change their website, they give you all the new colors and shit for the year, and everybody, you know, looks through them and whatnot. This is the shit that they haven't told anybody and that they're going to release on the 18th. And now we and one other YouTube channel are going to drop our video at the same time. So if you're listening to this podcast, we'd appreciate you also going over to the YouTube channel, giving it a view, because it's going to wrap up a lot of what we're going to talk about here. And give it a comment, give it a like, get it some views. We think this is going to go very well, and we hope that this will be an opportunity for this channel and this podcast in the future. We can basically get an inside look for you guys, and we got to actually ask questions of like head people, in Harley Davidson, and get inside scoop into things. And so we can basically do that by being allowed to do this. And then we can deliver those things. And if you guys have questions, you can always hit us up and we can, you know, as we have meetings and things, we can ask those questions. Say, hey, we're getting a lot of questions about this. So very exciting. Lurch, do you have anything to say about that? Did I kind of explain that okay about where we're at?
Perfectly, my friend. It is.
Need to clear my throat. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's very humbling to have that opportunity. Like I said, just to be one of two channels to get that info. And it's kind of like, here's the deal. I was never really good at giving gifts like Christmas gifts because I want the person to open the gift and enjoy it. So the fact that I know for, you know, several weeks before my wife opens her gift, it kills me. So knowing this information for this week and a half it's been hard to sit on.
Yeah, it has. But we've done very well. We realized we would never, break that embargo, guys, because we're very humbled by the fact. And I don't know where my note there is.
We don't want to lose the opportunity to do it again and or screw it up for anybody else in the future.
And we don't want to screw it up for Harley Davidson. I mean, they're trusting us with a lot of information and we're professionals, obviously. I think we've demonstrated that over time to them. And I hope that's one of the reasons they chose us, is they knew it would all be safe and we would do it. And we would deliver it in the videos that we do like that on releases get a ton of views anyways. So, we obviously deliver on that. And so, I think this one, we'll see how it goes. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah,
so it will be scheduled and I will drop it right. Our video is going to drop at 8 a.m. January 18th, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which would be 10 a.m. Central. So,
and my goal is,
and it would be 11 a.m. Eastern, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to do the podcast at the same time. I'm so worried about this, Lurch, is I'm not going to put the video out on scheduled release because I'm afraid it'll accidentally do the wrong date and time and just screw.
No.
This is going to be a manual thing. I'm going to upload it private only. And then I'm going to fricking just wait and I'm going to manually deliver it that morning because
smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes
that would be my luck, dude. I'd just be like, do the wrong date, the 11th or the 17th.
There's too many chances with that auto that something could go wrong. So yeah, I agree.
Same with the AWeber emails.
Yeah.
We'll do that too. We're just going to have to manually do a bunch of stuff that morning. The article, same thing, no schedule. Yeah. Anyways, there's our plan.
There you go.
Live. There's our plan, people. This is not, we're not screwing this up.
No.
Okay. So with that said, we did do, and again, the talking head's going to be, we shot it. I haven't edited it yet, but it will be ready to go. I'm guessing it's going to be around 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah. It'll be very succinct. Like we do, guys. So it's a real good, if you want to pass it around to show people, you know, the new bikes, this is going to be long form and we're probably going to give a few more opinions and just kind of relax, drink some coffee and take it slow with you guys on this. We like to take it slow.
Take it slow.
We don't like just to rush in. I like a little foreplay. A little foreplay. All right. So if you want the short version, of course, go grab that video. So you want to start out with talking a little bit about the homecoming event?
Yeah.
I think we need to look at going. There's something I wanted to talk to you about today, I'm going to talk to you about it after the podcast.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. We got to see how the year is. Know. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll see. So the first thing to talk about is the homecoming event, which is scheduled for July 13th through the 16th in Milwaukee, all around Milwaukee. This is the first event that I'm aware of, but Harley told us, the reps, that this will be an annual event. This
That was interesting.
All roads lead to Harley kind of thing.
Although emphasis being on the anniversary years, every 5 years will be bigger events, I suppose, would be fair.
Which is, and this is a, you know, 120th anniversary, so it is a every 5 years. So the, this one, not because it's an anniversary year and it's the first one, they're going big. They're going to have some big bands headlining at Veterans Stadium, I think it is. Is Veterans Park. Park
Veterans Park,
yeah, thank you. Foo Fighters, Green Day, Social Distortion, Cody Jinx. The first three are rock. Cody's more country, and then a bunch of other acts. And if you haven't seen the Foo Fighters, man, they put on a hell of a show. Dave Grohl was the drummer in Nirvana, and those dudes rock, and they put on an awesome show. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be some great stuff. And then there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff all over the Milwaukee area. There's going to be
different stuff. Harley venues, right?
Yeah. There's going to, well,
here, I got it up here for you. I should have been here. Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks. So there's going to be several dealerships, like six of them that are going to be involved. And then there's also going to be
the museums involved. If I remember reading right.
I was going to get to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just I'm doing it for you.
Yeah. The museum and it wasn't the headquarters is going to be, kind of the jumping off point for a lot of the free stuff. And then there'll be stuff at, Veterans Park and then six different dealerships around the state.
Yeah. It's going to be huge. It's going to be the hugest effing homecoming ever because it's the first. I don't know.
Is the first is going to be the best. It's the greatest.
It is going to be the best, dude. It's going to be freaking awesome. So if you guys are going there, drop us a line and let us know. We're curious how many, you know, especially patron members are going and things like that. It's a discussion me and Lurch have to have. We haven't officially been invited. So I'm not sure where we stand there, but, we might just go anyway. So we'll see. We're working on some things is what I'll say, folks. We may know by the time this drops, but, we would like to get there. We just need to plan out our year. We have a big, big 2023 planned here and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of expenses. And so we got to make sure that fits into our agenda and that we're going to get enough bang out of our buck, to go there.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You know, and shoot some videos and things like that. And we'll certainly announce that if we decide that that's a feasible option for us. So yeah,
we're still a small bootstrap company and we can't just be flittering around all over. Cause I know a lot of people ask us if we're going to be at Daytona, or are you going
to
be at
Sturgis? We would love to.
And I'd love to go to every one of those shows and shake some hands and, but you know, there's costs involved and we try to be responsible with the money that we do make.
Yep. Plus I am still, yes.
Full-time.
This is my other full-time job here, podcast and YouTube channel. I'm still full-time law enforcement motors officer. So, I've got a good amount of vacation, but it does come to there is an end to that.
Yeah.
That's not the, the endless, tit that it will eventually dry up. So, yeah, I just got to make those decisions and family vacations and things like that. So anyways,
anywho,
the day has finally come. That's right. We're going to start here. We're going to release all the big information. Of course, like we said, the regular Harley models are out, the colors, that's been out since early in January. But I can say that, Harley dropped 7 new anniversary editions, which we're going to break these down, 2 new models, and they're bringing back a redesigned version of a very popular performance cruiser model. And we will break that down. Ooh, a little hint. Break that down in a minute. So, and like we said, don't forget, big year, 120th anniversary. At the end of this podcast, we're going to announce something else too that they told us that'll keep you excited about this year, 2023. Mm-hmm. All right. So with a little hint there, let's break down the breakout.
Coming back.
I know a lot of you out there are going to be excited as the breakout has made the comeback here in 2023. So some interesting information is the breakout left the, I thought it left everywhere, but we learned in our conference is that the breakout left the US market back in 2021, but it never left some others like the European market. It remained fairly popular over in the European market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Hardy reps told us they received a lot of complaints that the breakout labeled as a performance cruiser model had been cut from the Softail line, and it seems clearly Harley Davidson freaking listen, Lurch.
Yeah, that's what we have learned now that we have direct contact with folks there in Harley, that they really do pay attention to what the market's doing and what their customers are saying.
In most recent years.
Yeah, yes. Fair enough.
It seems since they started inviting us to test ride bikes, it all kind of came. I think they just gutted or had a whole overhaul. Well, it's when Jochen came in.
Yeah.
That's really when the whole marketing department really started just coming into times and really started, I started getting excited like, wow, they're finally turning the corner. And so, we've had past interviews with them, both just while, you know, like when I go to test bikes, you know, drinking a beer with these guys to take us to dinner and we drink beers and we get to visit. And also, with podcast interviews is that they really, you know, like the Pan America, when we did that interview, with them, about the market research, and they really are listening. They had to, I think, realize that they have to listen to the customer. They're still going to make a lot of decisions that may not be all that popular to take the company into the future, but they're also listening and doing a lot of things that the current customers do want. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
You want to go over some of this about the breakout? I think it's a good time for you.
Yeah, one of the first things that we want to note about the breakout is it's coming with that beautiful Milwaukee 8 117 V-twin engine.
Yeah.
Holy
baby. Shit.
We test rode the ST, the Street Glide ST last year, and that thing ripped.
Yeah.
This bike's obviously going to be lighter than a touring bike, so I can't imagine what this thing's going to ride like. Hopefully we get the opportunity this next year to get on one. Man, that thing's going to be a ripper.
Yeah, I would love to get one of those for test if we can work it out and have time, get one of these breakouts for a test ride and review on the channel and the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, when they took that away, they got rid of that, you know, performance cruiser model. So there was a hole that was left there, and this thing's definitely going to fill it. It's going to have a wide rear tire. It's going to come in at 240 millimeters wide. It's a nice wide tire. It's going to have a 5-gallon gas tank. It's a little bit larger than they had previously. That 5-gallon tank gives it a real, you know, wide hot rod type look. So they brought that back. 36-degree front rake, which makes it low, long, wide, modern cruiser.
That's what she said.
And then also they adjusted the handlebars. They brought them up and back a little bit for more of a commanding ride and better comfort for the rider. The breakout's going to be equipped with 26-spoke cast aluminum wheels, and they alternate gloss black and machine finish. It's a really cool look. It looks like the thing is turning even when it's sitting still. And when it's moving down the road, it makes a really cool visual when rotating. And something that's exciting is they added traction control to the breakout, which they was previously just pretty much available on the touring model. So,
and we will break down this a bit more later in this podcast. We'll get to a section right where we want to talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, because there's some other models and whatnot, so we'll kind of get more into that.
Traction control, yeah. I'm excited about that. Anytime they can bring rider safety enhancements into the non-full touring, as they did, you know, with the Nightster and some other stuff. So, yeah. Good deal.
It's going to come in four colors. Vivid black, of course. Everyone's got to have at least a vivid black option, right?
Mm-hmm.
Denim black, Baja orange, which is a badass looking color, and Atlas.
You should see this
silver.
Picture, guys. It's freaking, we looked at it. It's gorgeous. Well, you're going to see it because this is, you're going to see it because that's the time this comes out. It'll be on our YouTube video.
Yeah, and they highlight the Baja orange. At least they did in the stuff that we saw ahead of time. So I assume that they'll be highlighting it in their video. But man, really cool color, that Baja orange. Something that's interesting is it's only going to come in a chrome trim package.
Mm.
And what Harley was telling us was that they see a return to chrome in the market.
Mm, the comeback.
Yeah, the blacked out stuff, the fad is starting to fade.
Yes.
And you and I have said that for years. I mean, I don't mind the blacked out. Looks good.
I think it got overdone.
Yeah.
Not any put down on any of you all with black bikes. We ride with a lot of guys with the blacked out bikes. Everybody seemed to really, I just couldn't do the transition. I said, I'm kind of like the guy with the bell bottoms that didn't want to give up the bell bottoms, right? You're like, yeah. They're going to come back. So chrome. I'll just watch all you guys. I'll watch all of you and I'll kick back with my chrome Street Glide Special, and then it will still be in style in 5 years when it is cool to those folks again.
You know what I mean? Just looks never went out on for a bike. Me. No, it never does.
I think the black looks cool. I just have always been a chrome guy.
It's easier to keep clean too. You know, you talk to some of the guys that have the black bikes. They get chips on them and whatnot. You know, the chrome, if it gets scuffed up, you just take some fine steel wool to it and get the crap off it, polish it up. It's for me anyways.
It hides the divots better and the forks things like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Easier to take care of.
So yeah. I never really thought it went out, but I did see the push for, especially with Harley, and I did a lot of reviews of bikes or talking heads, I should say, on the YouTube channel, you know, looking at the new models and things. And I made quite a few comments over time, like, and a lot of people were upset when there wasn't, like, the 1 year they did the specials, right? And there was no chrome option at all. And it's like, then they started bringing back the option for the special for the chrome and black. And because I think they got a few, they really pushed hard there for a little bit.
I'm sure from a production standpoint, it's easier to do one the other instead of both. And then trying to figure out how many do you make of each and all that. So I get it, but it's nice to have the options, but chrome's back and it'll always be in style. This bike is a badass looking bike. I think it was a good decision to bring it back to the US market. And it really fills that void of that, hot rod, modern cruiser. It looks great just in design and in functionality. It's going to be one of those great bikes that just badass to rip around town and have fun on, and maybe do a little bit of light touring on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It does get you in that market, depending on your age, of course, but, cause we used to, lightly tour on Wide Glides. My Wide Glide is 16 inch.
What we considered touring.
That's what I mean, light touring. But farther than a lot of people on bikes like that. But we were in our late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
But I think it's a. It is. I'm happy they brought it back. I think it's going to do well. I'm not sure why we didn't ask that. Why they ever took it out of the U.S. market? I don't know. Because I think it was, from my perspective, I thought it was doing fairly well here. You really trick this thing out. You're going to be able to, it's a soft tail, right? So you're going to be able to get a ton of parts for it, and they're going to make a ton of parts for it. And so you'll really be able to dial this thing in. And like Lurch said, great bike, 5 gallon tank. So, good for ripping around town, ripping local day rides. And then, if you're, you want to get into some, start exploring and touring without having to fork out and go full bore with a Street Glide Special or an Ultra, you could at least dip your toes in the water on touring and say, I like this. You could fit it up with, bags and whatnot, and start with the 5 gallon tank, not having to stop every hour to fuel up like some of the smaller, smaller bikes, which we run into with the smaller tanks. This gives you a lot of flexibility. If you're in the market, I think this would be for a good first bike had this been around. Back in the day, when I got my first Harley, I think it would have been a contender for sure.
Absolutely. As you were saying that, I was just thinking it somewhat kind of reminds me of a modern version of the Y-Glide that we both had. Those Y-Glides were long, low, and wide.
That's what she said.
Didn't have the big rear tire. It had a larger tire, but not 240. So I like it. I'd like to see one with some ape hangers on it.
Yeah, I would like, I think it would be a fun bike to get and for us to trick out.
Yeah.
We might have to see. We need to move another bike through. Anyways, that's a side thing. But it would be fun to trick that thing out in that 240 rear tire. I am curious how it handles. It's an awfully wide tire, but I remember when they came out with the FXDR 114, I believe it was a 240 that 1 year.
I think it is. And at least a 180, if not bigger.
Oh, 180. I think it was a 240.
Was it that big?
Yeah. Look up on the website, FXDR 114. No, it was wide. It was wide.
Much wider than a 180.
Okay. It was wide. I think it was this wide. Okay. And from what I remember is they balanced that bike and did some things with it. The way they designed it and engineered it, it actually rode really good. It was hard for me to tell that it had a big ass rear tire on it. So I'm expecting, without having ridden it, that they did some of the engineering. Yeah, and he's giving me the thumbs up, Lurches. It was a 240. I thought it was. It was a damn wide tire on that FXDR 114. There you go. That's the breakout. We will dive in here to the 120th anniversary models real quick, and that won't take us long, and then we're going to dive right into some other new exciting bikes.
Hey, bikeaholics, searching for new and exciting motorcycle products? Zero3D has the products you dream about for your bike. Check out their wide variety of innovative products for Harley, Davidson, and Honda Goldwing motorcycles. Zero3D's got your back with chrome and black parts, lighting, and other comfort products. There's no cutting, modifying, grinding, or welding for an easy installation. That equals less time installing and more time riding. Zero3D has a design team of riders with over 40 years of experience with a passion for design and innovation. Zero and Goldstrike are the motorcycle LED lighting innovators for CAN bus plug-and-play system compatibility. They pride themselves on great customer service. Got a question? Get in touch with them via email at sales@zero3d.com or give them a call at 715-808-0027. Check out your local Harley or Honda dealership and ask for Zero or Goldstrike parts.
A new leader
has emerged, so check out Zero3D's custom line of Goldstrike products for the all-new Honda Goldwings. Better yet, help support us and head on over to lawabidingbiker.com/store and check out our full line of Zero3D products.
He said store because that's where the gold is, in the store.
All right, so we still got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. If I can find my stinking note. All right, so.
Too many tabs.
I'll start with this. 120th anniversary models. Let's dive into those. So the first six of the seven anniversary models share a unique paint scheme with the described as follow. I'm going to describe it as following to y'all. It's heirloom red paint with a midnight crimson fade and highlighted powertrain components. So you guys will put that together when you go to our video and look at the video we share with you in the pics. These models will have ox blood colored inserts on the seats along with a subdued eagle. And they've got basically, it's split up. So they got the head on the tank. They got the wings, the head on the fairing. Side of the fairing, right? Mm-hmm. They've got the body and the wings on the tank and then on the fender, right?
Saddlebags
is the tail.
Depends on the model of bike, right?
The model of bike, yeah. But it kind of goes from front to rear of the bike. And the anniversary model sharing this paint scheme that I just described are the Ultra Limited, the Tri-Glide Ultra, the Street Glide Special, the Road Glide Special, the Fat Boy, and Heritage Classic. And the seventh anniversary model is going to be the CVO Road Glide. So that's our CVO Limited, Road Glide Limited, being the only of that's going to also be the only anniversary model with the larger 117 cubic inch M8 engine. The others aforementioned will be the 114. Its paint is a bit different on this Road Glide or CVO Road Glide Limited. It can only be described as anniversary black and midnight crimson fade. And when viewed in the sun, there are red highlights to the black. And we just watched some assets and video that Harley sent us, and that is true. We were able to see that a bit.
It's one of those cool colors. It's not just a regular black. It's got that red highlight in it. So depending on how the sun's hitting it, it's going to have different colors. It's going to look really cool.
Yep, it really is. And speaking with Harley reps, they told us that they really leaned into faded paints, and they've really leaned into faded paints in the past few years because they feel they can produce them well at a production level. And me personally, I think that really shows having looked at these anniversary models closely.
Here's something that I noted when we're talking about the anniversaries, just an interesting tidbit for y'all out there. So the anniversaries every 5 years started in 1954. And if you're doing the math, that's a year late. It should have been in 53. They were a year late getting it going, but they do one every 5 years. And that first time they did an anniversary with special colors, they had a brass badge on the fender.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good info. I remember taking some notes on that. So yeah, a little inside information there from Lurch. Well done. Do you want to dive in? This is, stay tuned. Not everybody's excited about trikes, but you do need to hear this out. I will just say it's going to be a surprise to a lot of you, I think. It was a surprise to us.
Absolutely.
And for many out there, it's a long time coming.
I'm not ready to ride a trike, but the looks of this thing is badass.
And what Lurch is talking about is the all-new 2023 Road Glide 3 trike. Mm-hmm. And I will say right up front that, yeah, like he says, if you've never been interested in trikes, this one, it will. It even turned my head.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm not against trikes at all. There may be a time when I get a trike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sometime.
Just not right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really in the market for one, so I don't pay all that close of attention to them. I would like to do some more videos on them. Just we haven't had the time.
This thing breaks the mold, though. It doesn't look like what you're used to seeing.
No.
A trike look like.
No. And many riders, we should say, have requested a Road Glide trike from Harley. They disclosed, and now it looks like they made it happen. All right. Harley reps actually told us that they are seeing a surge. This was some inside information. Yeah. Yeah, a surge in younger people buying trikes as their first bike. So we'll have to wait and see if this remains a trend in coming years. What say you?
Yeah, I don't know. It was an interesting tidbit, one that I wasn't quite expecting, but and I have no way to explain it. But obviously, like we mentioned earlier, they pay attention to what the market's doing, and they keep an eye out on what people are how people are modifying their bikes, and they were seeing people do a lot of crazy stuff with trikes and putting different types of fairings on them and whatnot, and so this led them to
some people had tried to make a Road Glide.
Yeah.
Trike, right?
And from the engineering standpoint, they say they were a little sketchy. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that went into, you know, making a Road Glide trike. And we'll just, right now, we'll just talk about the front part of it. But they didn't just simply slap a Road Glide fairing on a trike. There's a lot involved because the trike's got a little more rake up front. Much more rake to keep it stable. And also has steering dampener. So you can't just slap it on there. They actually had to engineer it so that it would fit properly. And the engineer told us it actually sits about an inch higher on the Road Glide 3 trike than it would a normal Road Glide. So there's a lot that went into making it not just be functional, but also look good.
And remember that fairing on the Road Glide is frame mounted. And they've always went with the Batwing on prior trike models, which turns with the fork. So there's some things that had to happen there, right?
Yeah, that rake and the way that front wheel's raked out and that steering dampener would traditionally be in the way of a frame-mounted fairing without some major engineering, which they were able to accomplish. It is a very cool look. And I'm a Road Glide rider, so maybe it's just the fact that I like the Road Glides, but this being the first one, it looks cool. And what also makes it look cool is it's not just a normal trike rear end. It's more of the freewheeler inspired rear end. So it's much more sporty. And in the past, the trikes have always had 15-inch rear wheels, which gives you a pretty big tire, not a lot of wheel. And on this one, this is the first time that they're going to use an 18-inch rear wheel. And man, it gives it a lot better look.
And those bobbed rear fenders when you guys see it, huh? Over those 18s.
Yeah.
Mm.
It makes it look longer. And I've said this with the Road Glides before, it looks like a bigger bike than the Street Glide. And it's not really, it's the same bike. It's just a different fairing, but the way the fairing sits on there, it makes it look longer. So this bike, having the road,
I just want to see how many times I can stare at you before I whisper and yell sexy before I can. I play dumb games. I'm sorry.
I know. I tried to ignore you.
You did three times. You ignored me. The last one, I got you. All right. Go about your business.
But the look of this thing, it does look like a hot rod. It's longer and looks longer and lower than a typical trike. And I think that's because the Road Glide front end, you know, it tends to stick out a little farther out in front.
Yeah, right.
And then
it's a new look for a trike.
Oh, it's bad.
I think it looks better. I think it looks better, honestly.
Thank you. You know, that's the first time that I've heard you compliment anything Roguelite related.
It is. Well, it is a Roguelite. It belongs on a trike. Oh, come on.
You're a bad wing guy.
One for me, dude. I had to. Come on. No, I love Roguelites.
Between that and then those the freewheeler inspired rear end with the Bob fenders, it looks much longer and lower and sleeker. And honestly, just meaner than your average trike. It's a good look. It's going to blow some minds, I think.
Maybe. I think it'll maybe those people that might be on the line of, you know, needing to maybe in the near years move into a trike, inspire some people to go, you know, I'm ready to go ahead and make that jump because I was going to do it next year anyways. And with that bad boy and the way it looks, I'm all in. What kind of color paint schemes we got on this
biatch? This is going to be available in the Vivid Black, Gray Haze, and Billiard Blue. And also to note, this is cool, it's going to be available in both black and chrome trim. So if you're a chrome guy or a black guy, you can get your choice.
Very, very nice. So yeah, if you guys get a chance, definitely head over to our video. We're going to give some great looking shots of it. Of course, it'll be up on the website as of the 18th. Yeah, see what you all think. You want to ride longer? Treat your ass with some respect already.
Treat that ass.
Oh, yeah. Get hooked up with a premium butt buffer seat cushion. This company of bikers developed a super thin hospital grade seat cushion made of solid and elastic materials. And it's unlike those gel pads. Yep. They'll leak if they're punctured, Lurch.
Yes.
The butt buffer, you got me. The butt buffer is designed not to slide around on your seat. Fits all motorcycles, installs in seconds, easy to clean, and yep, helps to dampen those gall-durn vibrations. Plenty of models to choose from. They assure you'll have a comfortable ass when riding.
Comfortable ass.
Oh, yeah. Head over to lovehuntingbiker.com/store. Check out our full line of butt buffer seat cushions. We'll be rocking ours again. Don't forget, we got the trip coming up in the patron meet. We didn't do that up front. You freaking producer.
You don't have to worry about it because we have one pre-recorded and I'll put it in.
Oh yeah.
I've been
oh, that's
dropping,
right. Yeah.
I've been dropping the pre-recorded.
That's right. We did the pre-recorded. Yep. Nice. Yeah. So you probably already heard that. Now we're going to drop it in the front.
They've heard it.
Because Lurch is going to do his producer magic and he's going to get that little, the patron meet. Okay. I digress. Back here. Oh, all right. So I'll start out with this one and then maybe you can go into some of the specs and some of the differences. But I do want to say that I wasn't expecting this. Okay. The two things, I guess I wasn't expecting any of these.
I'm not surprised with the anniversary paint colors. It's a beautiful looking bike and they've taken it a step beyond what they normally do. Usually it's, you know, I've been looking for a wide glide around the same vintage as my first one. My first Harley was an 06. Wide glide, but I want something newer. I want an 07 or 08. So I have the look of those older bikes, but yeah. I got the 96 inch motor. And when you look at the 08s, it was a anniversary model and it's pretty simple. They just did a gold and black paint and it's not as fancy. I mean, they put a lot of work into these bikes, with the fade and the graphics and everything. But to digress a little bit, I'm not surprised that this is a 5th year anniversary and they came out with some special paint. But some of these other bikes, like bringing the breakout back, the freewheel, and the one we're going to talk about, no, I did not expect.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm going to just say this. With the release of this bike, which is, all right, so remember last year, they released the Nightster. First time ever with that little Nightster with the, you know, water-cooled Rev Max 975T motor engine. And I went to Santa Barbara. That was one of two bikes. I also tested the Lowrider S Lowrider ST T down there. Yeah. When I went down there, and of course, two videos on the YouTube channel, we will link to those in the show notes, lawabidingbiker.com/whatever episode number this is. Really take a look at that Nightster video if you're interested in this bike. It was a cool little bike and, you know, certainly going after in 2022, they were going after a demographic with that particular bike. Still making a lot of the stuff we appreciate, but, you know, basically dipping their toes in the water with these new, you know, style bikes like the Nightster. Now, I did not expect it, but right here, yeah, in 2023, I was stoked when they announced that they were releasing an all new version of the Nightster for 2023, and they're going to name it the Nights, or they did name it the Nightster Special. Okay. So, you know, the first thing Lurch and I did when we were, you know, getting the meeting and getting all this information is, and afterwards we started doing our notes and really looking at things. We're like, okay, so what's so special about the Nightster? Because we have the Nightster, and interestingly enough, it does not, from what we can tell, is, well, we know this for a fact because they've already, on the website, Hardy website, they've released all the regular bikes, and the Nightster, regular Nightster from 2022 isn't like going to just carry on. It's not on the website. It's going to be the Nightster S for 2023. So if you want a Nightster, you get the 2022. If you want the Nightster S, to me, you get the 2023. So it is just the Nightster S, and they are calling it that special model. And do you want to talk a little bit about what makes it special and or different? What did they upgrade to give it that special characterization,
well,
if you will?
First off, they've got a passenger pillion and foot pegs to allow for two-up riding. The Nightster did not have that as an option. I imagine you may have been able to add it. Don't quote me on that. But this thing comes set up ready to have a passenger. And
I believe you could add it, if I remember right, but so. This comes out of the
gate. I'd be shocked if you couldn't add it to the regular Nightster. This comes set up.
Could you imagine us two riding that bike too? Oh my God, dude, that'd be worse than the Pan America when we did that.
Oh yeah.
It does not look comfortable, but
it's
would
a smaller bike. It'd be for smaller folks.
And we're going to get to that, what this bike is for. We've said it in the past, but to dinner with a partner.
With average sized humans.
Average sized humans.
Not big Neanderthals like me.
To dinner, to commute real quick, but you're not going to go far. All right, go ahead.
And it's got a 4-inch round TFT display, which replaces the analog speedometer and segmented LCD indicators that had previously on the bike. This allows for Bluetooth connectivity and navigation. You can also control that 4-inch TFT using buttons on the hand controls, which is cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Nightster is also coming, special, is also coming with cruise control. Nice. USB charging port. And you can add heated grips on it pretty easily, apparently, because of the handlebars and the TFT and all that. So easy add-on for heated grips.
It'd be nice to get one of those and do a heated grips install on that thing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I wish we could, but we'll see. All right. Yeah, probably not going to happen. But
if you buy one and you
you want heated grips, we'll do it for free.
Come on over.
Yep, we'll put them, install them free for you. And no fairings to get in or nothing, dude. Oh. We would be like, what the hell? This is great. And like the regular Nightster, the special is coming, of course, with that water-cooled Rev Max 975T, 6-speed transmission, 3.1-gallon fuel tank, traction control, and 3-ride mode. So everything stayed the same there. And then as Lurch stated there, those are the differences. Available in 3 colors, Vivid Black, of course, Industrial Yeller.
Yeah, which cool color.
Industrial Yeller, yellow, and Billiard Blue. Now, I really think the Nightster Special was perfect commuter bike before in 2022, and even more so now with the special logo put on it. And of course, I'll explain. I think it's light, fast, nimble, economical, and yet has those rider safety features, which I love in these bikes, like traction control and rider modes, and has this additional Bluetooth communications, navigation, and those optional heated grips I love. And, you know, they've got it with Bluetooth communications and navigation on that TFT display. And, of course, you have to use your phone with it because it's part of your phone. You got to use the Harley app.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the toggles up on the handlebars now. So that makes this, like, if you're, like I was telling Lurch the other day, we were just spitballing off recording or off video at coffee while we're scripting everything. And, you know, with all that, I could really see, you know, if I were to live in Seattle, which I, knock on wood, never would, which is 2 hours west of us, the big city, you know, or somewhere like that, or any big city, you fill in the blank, New York or whatever, you could really, this, what a great, and you're working in an office or where you commuted every day, being able to, you know, whip in and out of traffic within reason, and being able to take phone calls on the way to work and back, being able to listen to some tunes, being able to use toggle switch and have navigation in the big city when you want to find a location, you know, to go to dinner or whatever. economical little guy, mm-hmm. plenty of power, like I say, for maneuvering in and out of traffic. It doesn't lack that. It'll get up and straight scoot if you want to, you know, split some, you know, do a quick lane change or something like that, you know, without putting yourself, you know, in danger in front of a truck or something to get out ahead of them.
Great little bike for lane splitting where that's allowed.
Lane splitting where it's allowed. It's really got everything, and the heated grips, you know, especially if you would want those if you lived in Seattle, because you'd be riding in rain most of the time. Yeah, I can really see it. Little water cooled thing and just zippy and, you know, throw a backpack on and you could go back and work on that thing, and that thing will go a long ways on a tank of gas, you know? So yeah, I think it's a great little, it's definitely going after that specific demographic. But I think that if I was looking at any commuter bike, that probably, if, you know, especially if I was more leaning towards Harley, of course there's a lot of other bikes people could say are commuter bikes, of course, different brands and stuff. I'm just talking Harley specific.
Yep.
That's what I would definitely probably go for. And I can tell you from experience riding this bike, that's once you ride it, you will, it was fun. I'm not in the market for one, but I was smiling ear to ear, and I still have good memories when I watch that video now and then, or I have to do some research and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I test rode the Nightster, man. I put a lot of shorts on it too. It was a fun little bike. Yeah, we're curious to see what everybody thinks. Head over to lawabidingbiker.com/ and whatever episode number this is. Also, when you're watching the YouTube video after this podcast or before it, drop us a comment over there. Let us know, you know, what you think about the special Nightster special and if these upgrades are worthy of giving it the special title. Yeah. And what you think of it overall, if it's going to continue on into the future. Do you have anything else on that?
Yeah, it'll be episode 324. We don't always know that because we're batching them, but this one's coming out next, so I know it'll be 324.
True that.
Hey, are you searching for the easiest and quickest detachable luggage system for your motorcycle?
Yes, I am.
Rick Rack has just what you're looking for. Forget all those frustrating straps and bungee cords that can come loose and slap your paint.
Slap your paint!
Check out one of Rick Rack's awesome quick attach strapless luggage systems. This father and son team designed something really special you can't find anywhere else. Yep, these guys ride, so they truly understand the needs of bikers. The Rick Rack quick attach system is strong, durable, and secure with a lockable system. Also, check out their full line of quality touring bags to accompany your quick detach system. Once you use a Rick Rack, you'll never go back. What are you waiting for, bikeaholics? Head on over to the Law Abiding Biker store and check out our full line of Rick Rack products.
We will be rocking our Rick Rack bags along with our butt buffers on our Death Valley trip and our patron meet. Ran that butt buffer 2 years. I ran the Rick Rack for like four now. Absolutely couldn't imagine traveling without either of those things. They make my life so much easier with the Rick Rack and so much more comfortable with the butt buffer. All right. As we got some other announcements here that you'll want to know about that we'll break down, and then we're going to bring this podcast to an end. Let's talk rider enhancements added to the new models. We spoke about it a little bit on the breakout, guys, because it's coming with the traction control. Of course, we've talked about the Nightster before, and it actually, the original Nightster in 2022, when I rode it, had traction control and it had three ride modes. So, you know, they're certainly spreading the wealth when it comes to rider safety enhancements each year. We tend to see it being implemented on new platforms and, you know, the new bikes and models, so to speak. So, and I'm, of course, a big fan. Anything that saves riders' lives is a big deal to me. I'll say that in a minute. Mm-hmm. It should be noted that traction control systems will be offered as a new option for the Breakout. So it is an option. The Breakout, the Lowrider S and Lowrider ST models for 2023. Again, for those three bikes, traction control systems will be offered as a new option for those. So I would definitely, if you can swing it, pony up the extra Benjamins when you're buying those bikes and just get it on there. And I am super glad. Although I like all those systems, there are times when I don't want them. And so I'm super glad that Harley has kept the option for some of us, or everybody, I guess, but for some of us that like to disable traction control altogether, using buttons on the hand control. So that's great news that they maintain that. And do you want to take on the electronic cruise control there, Lurch?
Yeah, this is great. So it's going to be a standard feature now on the Fatboy, Fat Bob, Breakout, Lowrider S models, and remain standard on the Lowrider ST, Heritage Classic, and Sport Glide models.
How about that?
About time.
Cruise control should just be on all of them as far as I'm concerned, rather than the old throttle locks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, they're all throttle by wire. So why not make it standard?
It is so much nicer for rider cramps and just staying with a group. And yeah, there's just so many benefits to cruise control. I can't wait till the day we can announce that they finally done away with all throttle locks and every Harley off the line comes with cruise control. I think that'll be a great day for Harley Davidson. It appears that we're working that way. Now, when asked, are Harley reps actually on our super secret meeting in a super secret place with black coats?
Under the cone of silence.
Here's the deal. I didn't really get into this, but I want you guys to visualize it. So me and Lurch get there and we walk up. And first thing we do at this unspecified building that we had to go to.
We had to get up our cell phones, put them in a Faraday box.
We did Faraday box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I can't even tell you the address because we still don't know even what state we were in. They just picked us up, blindfolded us, put us in the back of a van, like the Scooby-Doo van. And
I would have got away if it wasn't for your kids and my dog.
They zip tied our hands behind our back. Okay. That was a little awkward.
Yeah. It was weird that you were starting to enjoy it.
I was. I may have been there before. And they drove us to an undisclosed location, got us out with our hands zip tied, walked us to the front door of, I guess it was a front door because I couldn't see at that time.
It was a door.
It was a door. And then they did unzip tie us at that point, patted us down. You know, we put our arms out. They did the full frisk, even checked up underneath my nuts. And once we were cleared and our phones were in the Faraday box, we were actually unzip tied at this time. They walked us. I just remember some halls. I know that at some point,
some left, some rights,
some point. Yeah. Some left, some rights. And then they opened a door. We walked in and the door shut behind us. Then they said, take off your blindfolds. Sitting at a table in the middle of a room, the whole room's black, but there's just one light, like a barroom light. And there's five guys in black coats and they all say Harley Davidson over the left breast and they're all smoking a cigar. But their faces are just out of the light because the light's just for the table. And that's when they just reached over, grabbed a file, pushed the file over to Lurch right in between both of us. And they just slid it over. The one guy takes a puff of his cigar, blows it right in my fucking face. I was pissed at that point, but I needed this information. And I didn't know if we were going to die or live. So I felt like it was not a good idea to fuck with this guy. And he just looks at me, takes his hand off the folder and goes, don't forget the fucking non-disclosure agreement. Get the fuck out. And we just grabbed the shit. Me and Lurch ran. We ran. We grabbed the Faraday box, jumped in the van and we get the fuck out of there. So anyways, we're glad to be alive. We do this for our audience. I just want to give people a visual of how dangerous what we do.
Those near-death experiences really make you feel alive, don't they?
Was that a good visual? Did I explain it how you remember it?
you've made that up, so I don't... that's how I remember it.
Some people say I have a very weird creative mind.
Well, I mean, that's what makes you creative and makes you be able to make the documentaries and the videos.
I actually think about these things. Yeah. That's a sad thing. You know,
you kind of had a Matrix kind of vibe to it when they lay the file down and say,
did you like the faces outside the light? Because you can't see the face, but they got, I forgot they had the hats, the gangster hats. I forgot that, but they had the black coats.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Mr. Anderson, we've been watching you for some time.
That's what I was thinking, dude.
The big old file unwraps it and then closes it back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, what we got cruise control. And Harley reps when we asked him. Uh-huh. We did actually get to ask him a question. He didn't tell me to get the fuck out. But the rep stated that the continuing to add rider safety enhancement is a continued focus of Harley Davidson. So like I say, I really do think at some point we are going to have, it's going to be normal. Like a bike to me shouldn't be sold. It shouldn't even be an option to be without traction control. I know some guys save a little bit of money. ABS, dude, they still like Cowboy's bike. when I was riding it.
Yeah, we were surprised.
Still no ABS. And I'm like, didn't even really, I'm not used to that.
Yeah, that because his is a, it's not a special. His is just a street glide. Right. And we were putting the Boss audio system on and I had that right side cover off. I'm like, this looks weird.
Yeah.
And then I realized there's no ABS
module. And then I rode it. You know, yeah, I ride.
And you locked it up.
I tend to ride fairly hard and I came up to an intersection and just really hammered down on the brake like I do on all my bikes and she slid on me. I was like, oh, that's right. This is not ABS. So I just think at this point with, you know, the safety aspect alone, bump the price a little bit on the bikes, but I just think it should not be allowed to get it without ABS. Man, if it, one thing can save your life, ABS can save your life. So anyways.
God bless ABS.
God bless. There you go. Here we go. We're going to take it out, Lurch. Actually, we have a couple more. Let's do this. And then we've got some
donations. Oh,
we have something exciting to tell you guys as we take it out here. Now, we love our patron members. We want you to become a patron member because we want to get to know you better. We want to chat with you in the private Facebook group. We want to give you benefits. But hey, for whatever reason, if you're not in the market to become a member, you don't want the benefits right now, and you just want to leave us a flat donation, well, we never buck at a flat donation. We want to thank Gilbert Morrissey, also a top tier patron. So here we go. He's not only a patron, he's freaking given us a substantial donation. Thank you, Gilbert Morrissey. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that.
It's humbling.
Humbling. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. Peter Hondo and Douglas Emerson. LawAbidingBiker.com/donate is where you can go at any time and leave a donation. Or on the homepage on our website, right over to the right side, there is a large donate button. And you can also always get to anything we talk about right over on our fabulous website. All right. Let's get back into this. Now, the call, the real meeting.
The real meeting.
Okay. That was just about over. And it was unscripted, but he said he could say it. And we were very excited because one of the reps there said, we'll just end this conversation by stating that there is, quote, more to come in 2023. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting year. All you freaking bikeaholics, I can guarantee that as far as Harley Davidson releases. And so I will say this. I think we expected that. We had already talked about it. And I said, this ain't going to be the only bikes that they release. They're becoming very good at dripping throughout the year to keep, Lurch trips throughout the year too, but that's for different reasons.
They're doing mid-year releases.
Mid-year drip for Lurch. But yeah, mid-year releases, I can expect, which we didn't even talk about in our talking head video. We should have, but I expect an Icon bike.
Yes.
Here's the deal. I have zero, really, guys. It's hard to say that because everyone's like, well, yeah, but they just did a whole non-disclosure agreement on you. I would never break that, like not even come close to breaking that. So what I'm about to tell you really is I have zero inside information on this. This is my gut and it's based on some other internet leaks that are available to all public. This has nothing to do with Harley Davidson giving me any information on this, but my gut says, and I said it in my video when I talked, I think it was in the fall of 2022, we did that video on what's going on, a bunch of changes with Harley Davidson. One of my predictions is an Adventure Pan America, but the 975 version. A smaller, instead of the 1250, which is out now, I think they're going to come out with a smaller version, 975, in 2023.
Yeah, we did that. So that episode was Lab 317.
There you go.
Released it November 4th of 2022. And like
also up on the YouTube. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned there was some information on the internet that led us to believe that there's a good chance that the 975 is coming because there was some, depending on which markets you were in, there was information on ordering aftermarket parts for a 975.
Yeah, version on their actual website.
On their website.
And it got caught.
It got cleaned up in the U.S. market, but some of the other ones like Russia and Poland or something like that.
Russia.
You could still find it, yeah. So it's some legit information out there, but also we just think it'd be a great idea. The adventure market's blowing up.
Right.
And those mid-sized ones, you know, the 700s to 900s are popular.
Yeah. Totally. That's why I know from the day that they released that 1250 that this middleweight adventure market is blowing up. I'm like, Hardy is not dumb enough not to take on. They already beat the top adventure bikes, number one selling adventure bike in North America. And now they got to go after those middleweights. And you know where those documents were leaked? On the possible Pan America, the files they found in Biden's file cabinet. Just
those some of the 10 top secret files they found.
One of the ones, because he put those files under, that's how they found them, under personal. That's what the file said, personal files. And it's like a whole bunch of really important shit. In there was the Pan America files, apparently. But I don't know if their FBI is going to release those yet. I suspect that's where they were hidden for years here. And now we're going to, now they have to release it because it's out. FBI knows. And yeah. So, all right, guys. I'll tell you this. If I'm right on the Pan America, all you bitches can buy me a beer later. Bam. What do you think of that? Anything else, Lurch, on this? A lot information.
It's fun to do these because the video, we try to keep them short, you know, just the information that you need. But here we can bullshit and have a good time and kind of go long form and get into it a little bit more. So I hope that everybody enjoyed it, but also go check out the video too.
Please leave your comments. We hope it was informational. We hope it was entertaining.
We hope it was entertaining.
Ooh, bringing it back old school right there. Yeah. We definitely hope so, guys, and I hope you're out there getting some riding in. That is for sure, and I will tell you, but we are not getting any riding in here. It doesn't help with head colds. This is my second round of this nasty head cold. Last time it was bronchitis a month ago, and now I've had this for another like 5-6 days, but it's been a really severe shitty winter here, just to put it bluntly.
Wet and cold.
We've had snow that, you know, and all our Canadian brothers like, shut up, you morons. But for us, you know, we always get snow and we get all four seasons here, but by far that we haven't had a winter like this a long time. I mean, we've had snow for like 2 months now that hasn't left since November.
Yep.
And all through December, and then more snow. I've plowed more than I've plowed in a long time. I've shoveled more than I shoveled. And it's just like a bitter cold and then a wet cold. And now it's raining again. I just got an alert on my watch that rain's starting. And it's cloudy. It sucks.
Yeah,
it has not been fun. And it's not conducive to getting better with your head cold.
No, usually we get snow and it's cold and it'll stay for a while. But it's like a dry cold, you know, a dry winter. And the sun's out a lot. Even in the middle of winter, you know, in Eastern Washington, we get sunshine most of the time. It hasn't been that way. It's been cloudy. It's been wet. It's been nasty. Yep.
The roads have not even lent themselves to riding because they've still got all the de-icer, and there's just a shitload of gravel down now. And I'll usually ride in the winter on a sunny day once we get like a week of roads not being wet, but we haven't even got a day where that's even been possible.
We've been going up and down between freezing and non-freezing temperatures, so that all that moisture's really got into the road, and then it's frozen, buckled the roads. The roads are in shit shape too.
Yeah, they really are, and we've been down to zeros, below zeros a few nights. So anyways, enough complaining.
Yeah, woe is us.
But I hope somebody, because it's starting to really eat at me at this point in the winter where I want to breathe a little bit and some weather, and maybe... we need to get out, me and Lurch. We installed a Hardy Davidson Audio by Rockford Fosgate. If you're not following us, make sure you are. We on shorts, guys. Make sure you go over to, I got him down here. Yeah, follow us on social media because we're doing a lot of things in different places. Of course, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Ryan Urlacher. Public Facebook group is over at facebook.com/lawabidingbiker. And we're pumping out a bunch of reels over on Instagram. That's at Law Abiding Biker over on Instagram. Of course, Twitter's still there at Law Abiding Biker. Yes, we are also doing it over on the old Tickety Talk. And just like a lot of the Instagram reels, if you're a TikToker, we are over on TikTok at Law Abiding Biker. And we're putting those, whatever they call them out there, shorts. But also on YouTube, we're not just doing the long forms. If you're not watching, you know, the shorts on YouTube, they're blowing up too. And just doing a lot of really cool projects we're doing and behind the scenes while we're filming larger scale videos that we'll eventually release on YouTube. Some fun stuff when we took the bike one day down to get it flashed after we installed an audio system, but all kinds of fun stuff going on. So make sure you get over to Instagram for sure. And, you know, follow us over there. And of course, the other social media platforms too. Thanks guys so much for tuning in. We enjoyed hanging out with you. Peace.